put a bug in Rhett's ear tonight. I'll put a bug in his ear.
All right. I hear a little static going on. Test, test, test. 1, 2, 3. Test, 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Looks really good on the meter.
Yep, we're good.
We may not be that loud down here. I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
right now we're closer to the St. Henry crowd.
Right.
And they're going to fill in this side.
Well, hopefully this isn't where the cheerleaders stand. That would be...
Man, I hope not, but that'd be poor planning if that was the case.
All right. Well, we'll worry about that when the time comes.
I'd rather be here than wait.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Quickly, Berger the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot! Berger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender, hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in, and the official signals good. It counts, and that's the right call. Boy, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get the fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlawn, you got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up a teardrop in front, hit the rim twice. Good, it went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady, around and out, no good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Pettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it.
Gordon veers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo. He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Slash. She's got it. Fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at it go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano. Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious. Good one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Loramie fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Bedlam at the Schottenstein Center. The first state title in Girls basketball for fourth quarter. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on scorersbroadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25-footer, Yost Camp. Good! Good! Yost Camp rifles it above.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Wapakoneta High School, the scene of tonight's Division IV Boys District Championship game between Lima Perry and St. Henry. It promises to be a great game. Should be a barn burner. Crowd filling in. Seas of red and white on both sides of the Wapak Gymnasium. Lima Perry, the Commodores, red and white. St. Henry, the Redskins, red and white. Chuck, contrasting styles in these two teams. Lima Perry loves to get up and down the floor. It's a team that's 21-3 based on offense 11 times this year, 70 points or better four times. 80 points or better. Meanwhile, St. Henry has scored 79 once in beating Parkway, 70 another time, and on 14 occasions this year, St. Henry has held its opposition to below 57 times, below 40. It's a contest of pace and turnovers. St. Henry's got to take care of it, keep the score down. The Redskins riding high after finishing second in the MAC to Versailles. The Redskins 18-6, and this should be a great clash tonight between two teams who play the game somewhat differently.
Well, and that's what's fun this time of year, is to get into the contrast of styles. Lima Perry, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing them run the floor. They got my favorite name in sports, Plummy Gardner. We saw him against Fort Laramie in football.
Yep.
The kid is an absolute athlete. Looking forward to see how he goes out here with the round ball without the points. And on the other hand, Stammen, that's all you got to say. That is a name that is well known in St. Henry, and I have not seen him play this year. But the people I talk to, especially from Fort Laramie, that I know and that and I respect their basketball knowledge, said this kid is the real deal.
Yeah, Mitchell Stammen, averaging 21.5 points a game. He had 25 in the victory by St. Henry over Minster in the previous game won in tournament action by St. Henry. Stammen has been on fire of late. He's had several games in a row in the 20s. He knocked down 13 of 16 free throws against Minster. The Wildcats kept fouling him. You've got to honor his three. He'll put it on the deck. He's so strong, he'll take it to the rack against you. St. Henry's got another young man, Evan Layfeld. He dropped home three balls against Minster. And Mitch Schwederman sank a three-pointer. And at 13 points a game is Jesse Niekamp, a 6'2 senior. He pumped home 14 against Minster. So in addition to Mitchell Stammen, the St. Henry club has got offense. Lima Perry has been outstanding. They love to push it up and down the floor, lickety-split. The big score on the year for this team has been Kobe Glover, 17.5 points a game. But off the bench in the last two tournament games has been Orion Monford, as he's dropped in 17 and 16 in wow. successive outings as a substitute, the sixth man.
You like when you get a kid on a roll in the tournament, and what the nice thing about it is, with your rotation, you can get your stars a little bit more rest when you got a kid scoring like that for you off the bench.
The big score in the last win by Lima Perry over Fort Recovery, 57-54, was Plummy Gardner, about whom you spoke a moment ago. Plummy cashed in with 19 against Fort Recovery. He dropped in four triples from long range.
Wow.
In that game, Lima Perry got three threes from Monford off the bench and a three from another starter for the Commodores by the name of Jacoby Harvey. So each team can shoot the three ball. Spacing will be important. And if you go out and guard on the arc, expect to drive, and then a dish to a big man on the inside.
Well, and that's basketball. I mean, that's 101.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of pressure. I'm sure Perry's going to want to pressure full court. St. Henry is outstanding defense in the years that I've watched them play.
Yes.
And I don't think we're going to be disappointed in the effort we're going to see tonight. I mean, this is to get down to Trent Arena and go play in the final 16. There's nothing better than that.
You're right, Chuck. The winner of this game returns to Kettering Fairmont, as you noted, at 8 p.m. on Tuesday against Yellow Springs. That's the second game of that doubleheader of two regional semifinals on Tuesday at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. The first game at 5:30 will find Jackson Center against Southeastern. The Trojans nipping Fort Loramie in overtime by a score of 79-71 last night at the UD Arena. The night before on Wednesday, Jackson Center nipped Cincinnati Christian by a score of 46-43 to advance. Speaking of Jackson Center, Chuck, how about this? I did some research over the past 24 hours. If I'm incorrect, somebody let me know, but I think it's the first time in basketball history at Jackson Center, both the boys and the girls are in the regionals. The ladies are in the Elite Eight and take on Fort Loramie for a berth in the state Final Four tomorrow night, 7:30 at Vandalia Butler. We've got that game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Webcast time at 7:10 in the afternoon tomorrow. The Versailles girls in Division III take on Marion Pleasant, which ended the regular season ranked, I think, 10th in the state in girls D3. A tip-off 1:30 tomorrow. We've got that webcast time at 1:10. So a lot of exciting action coming up here in the next 24 hours. It should be fun.
It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to that girls regional final. That place is going, as Vandalia Butler, it holds about 35 million people. But I think it's going to be packed. I mean, it's going to be loud. And Jackson Center is going to, if they can play with Loramie early and get some confidence, but I don't know if I've ever seen a team gain more confidence than those young ladies have during the basketball season. They should have wilted the other night against Miami Valley, and they came back stronger than ever. They're fun to watch.
And in beating Tri-Village, the ladies of Jackson Center pulled off an upset, too. Tri-Village was ranked in the top two or three in the state in girls Division IV most of the season. And Jackson Center pulled away against both Tri-Village and Miami Valley to take those two upset victories and to reach the 20 mark in wins this year. How about that for head coach Scott Dosick and his team?
Yeah, and they've got their hands full tomorrow evening because Fort Loramie has been to Columbus. This will be, if they go, this will be their fifth straight trip over to the Shot. They expect to go. They handled Jackson pretty easily twice during the regular season. And but I think they're going to see a different team, but I guarantee you that Carlos Siegel is not going to allow them to rest on their two wins during the year.
Again, the winner of this game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com between Lima Perry and St. Henry tackles Yellow Springs, an unexpected regional team, next Tuesday, 8 o'clock at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. And it's Southeastern against Jackson Center. The Tigers on paper and based on the last AP poll, regular season, state of Ohio, would be the favorite to work its way out of that regional on through to the state Final Four. But nonetheless, we saw Southeastern last night. It is an excellent team with two very good scorers, much like Jackson Center.
They've got two really good scorers. And what I think the advantage goes to Jackson Center is Scott Elkert sitting on the bench over there. He keeps his cool. I mean, most people wouldn't believe that. When they watch him, they think he's fiery. But he does it in such a controlled way, and those kids would run through fire for him.
Eric Rosenbeck, 7 years head coach at St. Henry. Matt Tabler, 9 years head coach at Lima Perry. I talked to both head coaches, Chuck, about 45 minutes ago. Each said the same thing. Face of the game, and valuing the ball will be the biggest keys. Lima Perry wants to turn St. Henry over and get live ball turnovers and layups at the other end.
Well, that's the best way to beat a team is to turn it and not have to go against their defense. So, I mean, if you can turn it and shoot layups, that's the kind of basketball you want to play.
So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight. Our anchors, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Sydney Body Car Star in Sydney and Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News, the best local sports page coverage around. We've got play-by-play and color upcoming. Starting lineups are next. Lima Perry, St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
St. Henry Redskins versus the Lima Perry Commodores. It should be a terrific game, fast-paced, if Lima Perry has its way. Obviously, St. Henry wants a more controlled game, and the tempo slowed down. Yes, St. Henry will take a fast break run out when they get it, but more often than not, the Redskins want to play the Commodores 5-on-5 and also get back on defense and force Lima Perry to shoot the ball from the outside. As I was noting before the playing of the national anthem, we are on the web here tonight thanks to a number of outstanding underwriting sponsors, including new ones, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, along with Sydney Car Care in Sydney and Primary Eye Care Associates located in Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Sydney, Troy, and St. Paris. PrimaryEyeCare.org. New location, by the way, in Fort Loramie, no longer on South Main. Primary Eye Care in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. Holloway Sportswear is celebrating 70 years of business, located in Shelby County since 1946. Holloway is nationally recognized for its apparel brand specializing in team sports. Holloway recognizing the importance of team sports in building a strong community, and Holloway's proud to be a part of that journey here on scoresbroadcast.com. Starting fives for both teams as follows. For St. Henry, Paul Stammen, 5'10", senior guard, distant cousin to the leading scorer on the team, Mitchell Stammen, who's a 6-foot senior wing player, 21 points a game. Ryan Luttner is a guard, 5'11", sophomore. Mitch Sweeterman, a 5'11", junior, plays out front. Jesse Niekamp is in the middle oftentimes, 6'2", senior. Although he can pop outside, St. Henry, Chuck, is by no means a big team. Tallest starter, 6'2" tall.
Yeah, I was looking down through their roster, and you're right. They're not real big, which means they're going to have to play really hard-nosed defense and make sure you box out.
For Lima Perry, starting at guard, 5'11", junior, Plummy Gardner, outstanding player.
very quick. Excellent quarterback on the Commodores football team,
yeah,
too.
Coming off an injury when we saw him, and he got a little bit of time. He is one quick son of a gun.
Brandon Neal also starts. He's a 5'9" senior. Jacoby Harvey in the opening five. He's a 6-foot-tall junior. Harvey is averaging 17.5 a game on the year. If I mentioned it was Glover at 17 earlier, I was mistaken. Kobe Glover is a 6'4" junior. He'll be the tallest young man on the floor tonight. Glover at 6'4 for Lima Perry. And Seth Poling, a 5'9 senior guard, rounds out the starting five for Lima Perry. In the sectional and district tournament trail so far, Lima Perry has won twice, getting a bye in round one. Top Ridgemont 64-48. And then Fort Recovery in a thriller, 57-54. Fort Recovery led at the end of the first quarter. Lima Perry led by slight margins at halftime and after three. And Lima Perry held on to beat Fort Recovery in a game played on Tuesday night by 3 points. Meanwhile, St. Henry, which also took a bye in round one, has beaten New Knoxville 66-50 and Minster 48-38. St. Henry avenging a regular season loss to Minster, by the way, defeating the Wildcats on Tuesday night. And now the lights have been turned down, Chuck, here at Wapakoneta High School. The starting fives come out onto the floor for both teams. Chuck, let's take a brief break. We'll return with the opening tip in a moment. It's Lima Perry, St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Wayne completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Wapakoneta, seconds away from the start of this district championship game between St. Henry and Lima Perry. The winner feeds the boys Division IV regional at Kenner and Fairmont next Tuesday night. Chuck, one thing we've not talked about, strength of schedule. Each team played Parkway. That's the only common foe. St. Henry won by 50, Lima Perry by 20. That's not important. But what is important, the Midwest Athletic Conference for St. Henry, the Northwest Central Conference for Lima Perry.
I think St. Henry played a tougher schedule, but at this point in the season, with all these athletes out there, I'm not sure it makes much difference.
Opening tip to start the game is knocked into the backcourt, tracked down on the play by Gardner of Lima Perry. He's got the ball 20 feet away. Gives it up top of the circle to Glover. Glover now to Gardner. Gardner lobs down inside to the post player. Turning and shooting a seven-footer is Glover. It bounced around, came down right into the hands of a Redskin player. Zipping up the floor, it is Mitchell Stoneman. Stoneman wears number 4 on his back. He gives the ball up to Schwederman, top of the circle. Schwederman looks for a kneecap, cutting through the paint. There's a long shot, left side of the floor by Schwederman. It danced off the ring, no good. Rebounded by St. Henry. Left baseline, it slipped on the play to Jesse Niekamp, in on the 15-footer.
great save that time by Mitchell Stahman down here on the end line. He did a great job at tap dancing.
Here is Lyman Perry trying to make the entry down inside to Glover, and it's slapped out of bounds by St. Henry. 2-0, Redskins lead. We played 54 seconds. Baseline right. Ball inbounded way out near midcourt. Caught there by Seth Poling. Poling gives it up on the play to Gardner. Back to Poling. Dribble drive, right wing. Goes on a weave to Brandon Neal. Neal to the top of the circle. And then leaves it 25 feet out for Jacoby Harvey. Harvey leads the team in scoring. He's on the bounce with it, 25 feet out. Deals to Poling. Poling on a weave, right back to Harvey. Good defense by St. Henry. Ball entered into the paint, low on the left to Neal. Right corner, Poling. Dribbles to the foul line, doesn't shoot. Ball thrown down low on the left to Neal. Neal catches 5 feet away. Little half-hook shot is good. Brandon Neal drops it in. We're tied up at two. Lyman Perry very patient on that offensive set. Down the floor is St. Henry. It is Mitch Schwederman, far right wing. He's covered up by two Lyman Perry defenders who caused the traveling violation.
Thought he was going to get fouled. Wasn't strong enough with the basketball.
And that's the very thing the Redskins need to avoid tonight to win this game. Mistakes, floor errors against the faster Lyman Perry team. Lyman Perry also just a bit taller on the interior. 6 minutes to go, first quarter, tied at two. Ball weave, top of the circle. Harvey's got it, gave it up, got it back. Dishes to Poling. Here's high-low action. Ball dropped off, down inside for Glover. Easy intercept to St. Henry. Dribbling hard down the floor. It is Paul Stahman. Low to the right to a teammate driving in. Jesse Niekamp has got two more. Four for Niekamp. Redskins lead it 4-2. Good ball movement. Unselfishness by St. Henry. Dribble drive outside the lane to the left. The power move good by Glover. And he's fouled.
That's a strong kid right there. He took a lot of contact. It didn't even knock him off his pace.
Kobe Glover, a 6'4 junior, a lot of strength as he powered his way into the lane, made a good banker, twirling around. He got shouldered by a defender from St. Henry. The free throw by Glover, up and in, and Lyman Perry's got a 5-4 lead. The full court pressure is applied after the made goal. St. Henry having difficulty. Coming up the right side, it's Layfeld. Layfeld gives it to Mitch Schwederman. And now St. Henry sets up the attack. 5:24 to go first quarter. Lyman Perry leads 5-4. Paul Stahman, 20 feet out, whips it down inside on the play to Mitchell Stahman. And as he tries to barrel toward the basket, he's shaded by help side defense from Lyman Perry, which is not set in time. Defensive foul on the Commodores. St. Henry will throw in baseline right of the hoop. Paul Stahman gives it up to Luttner, to the three-point shooter. A long one, Mitch Schwederman off the flange, no good. Rebound in the lane, though, by St. Henry. St. Henry crashed the offensive glass, kept it alive. Dribble drive, Paul Stahman down low on the play to Mitchell Stahman. Ripped away, out of bounds, offline to Perry. Excellent defense in close by Plummy Gardner, your favorite man, Chuck.
That's my favorite name out there. That was good defense. That looked like an easy layup.
3 minutes gone, first quarter. Baseline right in front of us. It will be inbounded on the play by St. Henry. It's Paul Stahman. Low on the left to teammate Blake Hoying in off the bench, a 6 foot junior. His short try was no good, too hard. Rebound Lyman Perry over guarding against St. Henry. 4:53 to go in the first quarter. 5-4, Lyman Perry leads. Looking to inbound. Below the rim on the right is a Commodore player. Gardner, no one available. Timeout called alertly by Lyman Perry. 4:53 to go in the first. 5-4 Commodores on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And the Commodores got a timeout, stifled on the inbounds pass below the basket. And Lyon McPerry will attempt to pitch it in again. Zone defense in the paint by St. Henry on the inbounds play. Trigger man for Lyon McPerry is Brandon Neal. Neal looking, sends it to Glover, right corner, right back to the baseline player. Short jumper, good. Popped up and in by Jacoby Harvey. Good teamwork by Lyon McPerry. Each team extremely unselfish here at the start, as you would think two district opponents would be. And here's Lyon McPerry with a good defensive play at midcourt, a steal, and then St. Henry tries to get it back and fouls, hooking the Lyon McPerry player as he streaked down the floor. And right away, so far, Chuck, St. Henry has been victimized a few times by just what the Redskins must avoid happening in this game.
Yeah, that so far they're having trouble bringing the ball up even after they get it inbounds.
7-4, Lyon McPerry up 3. Baseline Commodores, ball pitch cross court to Gardner. Gardner shoots into the lane, out back to Harvey. Long three-pointer, hit the ring, no good. Rebound into the lap of St. Henry. Here comes Ryan Bruning down the floor, 5'9 sophomore, to the three-point shooter left side. The bomb is good! A long one launched in by Evan Layfeld. He can shoot the triple, as he did right there, to tie up the game at 7. 22-footer by Layfeld. St. Henry made 2 four-court passes and gunned it home. 3:55 to go, second period. Lyon McPerry's got the ball in the arc, being held out there by Harvey. Harvey down inside to Glover. Glover with a muscle move to the rim. Short, no good. Foul. St. Henry, I don't think the Redskins have got a defender who can check out Harvey on the block.
No, when he catches the ball down that low, all you can do is just try to hold your position.
I said Harvey, I meant to say Glover. He's the mountain of a man on the inside. 6'4 junior for Lyon McPerry, who lifts the rim on the free throw. He was tagged while shooting the shot. A pair of free throws here. First one, no good. 3:50 left in the first, 7-7 tie. Second foul shot here for Kobe Glover. 3 dribbles, hesitation, a fourth dribble, up and good, and Lyon McPerry's in the lead by 1. 8 players in backcourt, pressure applied by Lyon McPerry. Here comes St. Henry up and over the timeline, dribbling hard comes Layfeld. Layfeld hands off to Mitchell Stomach. Baseline left, kneecap, he's crowded. Flips it back down the arc to Paul Stoudt. On a weave to Mitchell. Mitchell 25 feet away. 8-7, Lyon McPerry leads. 3.5 to go first quarter. Layfeld, head of the key to Paul Stoudt, who signals. He's checked by Plummer, 25 feet out. Right wing to Blake Horn. Here's St. Henry driving, foul line. No shot available. Good defense by Lyon McPerry. Almost a 5-second call. Eric pass into the corner. Corralled to Blake Horn. Horn holds. Goes baseline left to Niekamp. Uh-oh, Niekamp stepped out of bounds. Right in front of us. Fine defense by the Commodores. We are perched on the floor, almost in the line of fire, Chuck, just outside the foul line down at the Redskins' end of the court. I like this view.
Yeah.
You don't have to twist your neck left and right, back and forth, to follow the players up and down the floor as you would if you were at the scorer's table.
I just wish I would have brought a football helmet.
Uh-oh, here's a fine drive into the lane by Lyon McPerry. It's Jacoby Harvey with a super wraparound pass to Kobe Glover, and he makes the left-handed hook. 10-7, Commodores, who foul at midcourt against St. Henry, bringing the ball up over the timeline. 2:47 to go in the first. Lyon McPerry up 3, 10-7.
Mitchell Stoudt has not gotten a shot off yet.
No, he has not. Lyon McPerry doing an excellent job on him. The Commodores with a man-to-man look and getting the assignment is sub Orion Monford right now for Mitchell Stoudt, who tries to shoot over Monford from 21 feet. Missed it long, no good. Rebound ricochets right back to St. Henry. Into the far corner, Layfeld. Good job by Glover on him. Ball rotated, head of the key. Dealt there to Mitch Schwederman. Schwederman gives it up to Mitchell Stahman. Shot fake, 18 feet. Leaner is good. Oh, what a play. Mitchell Stahman worked extremely hard to get that one off. He wound up inside the foul stripe after a good lean. Look at that drive the other way by Lyman Perry. Jacoby Harvey, leading scorer on the team, hits a runner as he barreled in from the right corner. 12-9, Perry up three. Minute 54 to go, first quarter. Top of the circle for St. Henry, it's Blake Hoyne. Long three-point try, Mitch Schwederman short. Rebound caroms to Lyman Perry, fast break, reverse layup, good! Wow! That was the athlete I was talking about, Plummy Gardner, boy. A tremendous dish on the play by Monford. Steal backcourt, Lyman Perry, driving layup, no. But I think maybe St. Henry got a timeout before the interception. Wow, big break for the Redskins, who had difficulty in backcourt after the made reverse layup by Gardner. St. Henry got the timeout called just before Lyman Perry swiped it and made another basket. 14-9, Commodores, late first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie at Wapakoneta. 14-9, Lyman Perry leads St. Henry. Chuck, one caveat we threw at our listeners before the start of the game was the strength of schedule. Certainly more challenging for St. Henry all year long playing in the MAC, but we have realized right away in 5.5 minutes of the first quarter that Lyman Perry is the real deal.
Yeah, they're a good basketball team, and boy, are they quick.
Here is St. Henry with a bad pass into the forecourt, rolling through the legs of a player, but St. Henry gobbles it up. Great driving layup is in by Blake Hoyne. And here's a steal by St. Henry. Redskins after the timeout. Up the floor, Mitchell Stahman, behind the back, twisting, turning in the lane. Off balance foul against the Commodores. Boy, after the T.O. taken by St. Henry, the Redskins show spark, almost turning it over. Scattered floor, get the goal from Blake Hoyne, then the interception, and a herky-jerky move in the paint by Mitchell Stahman attracts a two-shot foul. And this young man sparkles at the free throw line. He made 13 of 16 against Minster, en route to 25 points on Tuesday.
Well, I like the way he creates. He didn't force that time. He knew he was going to get fouled and did a great job of getting the ball up on the rim.
Second free throw by Stahman, dead on. He swishes a pair, and he'll get a brief respite with 107 to go in the first quarter. In the game for St. Henry, Paul Stahman on the floor, Blake Hoyne on the perimeter two. Also in, Evan Lehfeld. Down inside is Jesse Niekamp. Here is Lyman Perry, 25 feet away. It's Harvey. Harvey weaves through the top of the key. Now he finds a sliver of an opening down the lane. It rolls off. No good. It hung on the rim, and then was yanked down to Blake Hoyne. Over the shoulder foul, Lyman Perry in backcourt. Each team with four common fouls so far. 48.4 to go, first period. 14-13. Lyman Perry up one. Six players in backcourt. Ball inbounded by St. Henry to Paul Stahman. Dribble drive down the lane. Crashes the paint. Goes baseline left to Niekamp. Then right back on the arc to Blake Hoyne. Blake, a six-foot junior. High post, Jesse Niekamp. Mitchell Stahman not on the floor at the moment. Baseline drive, Evan Lehfeld. He's cut off. Throws it away. Intercepted by Gardner the other direction. Twisting, turning in the lane. Shot short, no good. Big time scrap for the rebound. And a jank down the Lehfeld of St. Henry. Commodores missed a golden chance right there to extend the lead. 12 seconds to go in the first. 14-13, Lyman Perry. And here is a Commodore player out at midcourt with an unnecessary team foul number five.
You have his own pulling, and he's bumping Stalin. There's no reason to bump him that far out.
Seth Poling, 5'9", senior, Lyman Perry, called for the personal, 8.7 to go. Redskins an opportunity for the final shot, first period. Big inbound of a Blake Coyne to midcourt. And Mitchell Stallman's back out there. Mitchell goes to the center line to get the ball with three to go. Here's a long 30-footer, Mitchell Stallman. Short, no good, off the front iron. First quarter finishes. Lyman Perry, 14. St. Henry, 13. On scores, broadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee, Wapakoneta High School, and it has filled in here tonight, Chuck. It's an act, capacity crowd here at Wapakoneta, which seats about 2,900, and it's full. Here is Stalman with the ball, Mitchell. High left, throws to the three-point shooter. Long bomb, no good by Paul Stalman. Big rebound, Mitchell Stalman. He's hacked as he goes to the basket. He'll shoot two. Mitchell Stalman conceivably everywhere for the St. Henry Redskins. He's at the stripe with two free throws. He is Mr. Automatic at the charity line. Just over 80% on the year. And he knocks down another one. 3 for 3 tonight. Game tied at 14 after Lyman Perry enjoyed a brief 5-point lead late in the first quarter, 14-9. Second shot, Mitchell Stalman. You can count them both. And now St. Henry is in the lead, 15-14. Here comes Lyman Perry quickly down the floor into the lane. Off balance, 7-footer. Good by Jacoby Harvey. Boy, this guy is almost unstoppable off the dribble. Here is Mitchell Stalman, midcourt, comes across the timeline. Let's go, a quick triple, short, no good. Rebound beneath the basket. It's in the hands of a Lyman Perry player. Then Blake Hoing got a piece of it for St. Henry and batted the ball off the shoe of a Commodore. Baseline left ball, Stalman inbounds. Whips on the arc to teammate Evan Layfeld. Back to Paul Stalman, baseline J from 16. No good, rebound, pinballed out of bounds off St. Henry. Not an effective possession for the Redskins.
No, they got two shots out of it, and neither one of them were very good.
Each one was hasty and well guarded. 1 minute gone, second quarter. Lyman Perry 16, St. Henry 15. Here is Jacoby Harvey, midcourt. Harvey, 6-foot junior. Some underclassmen get a lot of playing time for the Commodores. Harvey gave it up to Gardner. Got it right back and threw it away, trying to spot Glover down inside. And it's knocked out of the paint by Paul Stalman, thrown to midcourt. Commodores get a piece of it and jam it up into the second row.
And Monford didn't start for them.
No.
He's pretty athletic.
Yes, he is. He comes off the bench. Orion Monford for Lyman Perry, 6-foot junior. Here's a three ball. Mitchell Stalman straight away. He's got it. Mitchell Stalman got the nifty screen from Evan Layfeld and rifled in a three to give the Redskins a 2-point lead. Lyman Perry throws it 50 feet cross court. Here's a triple left corner. Gardner, no. Off the flange. Rebound St. Henry. Redskins with an opportunity to inch their lead out to 4. 6:12 to go, second quarter. Paul Stalman to Blake Coyne.
to Mitchell in the paint. Short jumper, 10-footer, missed it. He'll knock that one down more often than not. Rebound, Jacoby Harvey down the floor. Lima Perry all the way to the cup. No good, but a foul against St. Henry. It is very difficult, Chuck, to slow down Jacoby Harvey once he gets up ahead of steam and begins to roll to the basket.
Yeah, he gets into the lane, and then you're in trouble.
18-16, St. Henry by two. 5:59 to go here in the second quarter.
I thought he was shooting. I had to erase my free throw circles.
I did too. I thought he was pumping the ball up. Apparently he was on the floor. Inbounds play to Seth Poling, and then he throws it back out on top. Jelima Perry's Harvey, who sets it up against Paul Stahman of St. Henry. On a weave, it now goes to Orion Munford. Back to Harvey, foul line. Whips a pass down inside to Glover. Look at him go to work. He's got two more. Owen Glover gets it within 6 or 7 feet. Chalk it up. Tie it up at 18. 5:28 to go, second quarter. Dribbling up over the timeline. It is Mitch Schwedemann for St. Henry. Schwedemann to Mitchell Stahman. Uh-oh, he turned it over. High dribble. The referee detected it. Don't know that he gained an advantage with it, Chuck, but it was so demonstrative and clear-cut right in front of the referee's eyeballs, he couldn't do anything else but toot the whistle.
Yeah, it was, although I don't think I make that call if it doesn't gain an advantage.
5:11 left to go here in the second quarter, and as Lima Perry's Plummer starts to weave his way toward the lane, we've got an unstationary screen set by the Commodores, foul away from the action. Redskins get it back.
Well, I would think that Glover probably gets a few of those because he's hard to hide when he sets a screen.
Here's a dribble drive by St. Henry. Lower to left, it's Niekamp. Niekamp stops. Got the good feed from Paul Stahman. He went up, didn't lift his feet off the floor, and then he was belted by two Commodores. Niekamp at the free throw line for St. Henry to try and break the tie. 18-18, 5:01 to go, second quarter. Jesse Niekamp, 13 points a game on the year. 6'2 senior, missed the foul shot off the heel. Second one upcoming for Niekamp. Substitution, Lima Perry, Brandon Neal back on the floor, 5'9 senior. Free throw number two for Niekamp of St. Henry. It's on the way. And it's in. Redskins up one, 19-18. Here comes Lima Perry, Harvey down the floor. Left side, Neal. Neal around the defender. He cuts to the rim, and he's got it. 20-19, stellar drive. He, too, an outstanding football player for the Commodores. 4:40 left to go. First half. Here's a loose ball midcourt. Lima Perry gets it. And the Commodores undercut by a Redskin. Foul by Mitch Schwedemann. Miscue by St. Henry. Redskins had a little rash of them to start the game. Well, Commodores would like to snarf up some of those and streak the other way with live ball turnovers and baskets as a result. Commodores up one. Ball inbounded. Goes to Harvey 20 feet out. He's doubled. Right corner drive, Lima Perry. A looper is in by Orion Munford. He's the super sub, the sixth man. All set up by Harvey, who was double-teamed, Chuck, 20 feet away. 22-19, Lima Perry. Here's Niekamp in the corner for the Redskins. Tries to make a bounce pass underneath the backboard across the bottom of the key, and the Commodores nearly intercepted. Time out, St. Henry. Lima Perry up three, 22-19, 4:13 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Frisch's Haddock is back with an all-new seafood market platter. Last time we sold out of this tender whitefish, leaving some people longing for the classic taste, breaded fresh and prepared to order. Our haddock comes with sides, a roll, and our world-famous tartar sauce. Or try it in our new seafood market platter. Just $9.99 gets you haddock, 6 butterfly shrimp, and your choice of 2 delicious sides. Served with that signature tartar sauce. Hungry yet? Don't miss it. Get to your neighborhood Frisch's today.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com from Wapakoneta High School. Northwest District Championship game, boys B4. The winner feeds the Southwest Regional next Tuesday at Kettering Fairmont to take on Yellow Springs in the 8 p.m. game. St. Henry with the ball, down three. Here's a good spin move in the lane for the Redskins. Fadeaway shot, 10-footer, Blake Hoying. No good off the flange. Long rebound down the floor, Lima Perry. Pulling up in the corner, it's Seth Poling. Poling leaves it for Harvey, top of the key. Man-to-man defense by St. Henry, or the Redskins switch to zone, Chuck?
No, they're still playing man.
Still man. Harvey, crossover dribble in the paint. Deep right corner, three by Bonford. It is bouncing, no good. Over the back, rebounding foul against Lima Perry. 1-1 now for the Redskins at this end. Well, St. Henry will try to capitalize at the stripe. Three-point game, Lima Perry leads. 3:35 left, first half. Niekamp to shoot for St. Henry. Don't miss out on big savings on high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Go to the Goffney website for even more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Goffney Furniture in Sydney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and adult and youth bedrooms and more. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. And Niekamp lights it up twice at the stripe. He's got a pair. Now 3 of 4 at the free throw line on the night for him. 22-21. Lima Perry up a point. 3:24 to go, first half. Commodores have got the ball 30 feet out. It is Gardner. Gardner crossover dribble, wants to drive. Good help defense by St. Henry prevents it. Now it's thrown to Harvey, top of the key. Good hook pass down inside, low to the right to a teammate who drops it in. Outstanding cut to the basket by Lima Perry's LaMonta Nichols, 6'2 junior, in off the bench. And Lima Perry's back up three, 2:57 to go, first half. Here is Mitchell Stauman, 30 feet out for St. Henry. Deals, top of the circle, Paul Stauman. Coming out to catch, Blake Hoying. Straight away, Evan Layfeld. That goes to Mika. Mitchell Stauman is running throughout the offense, trying to get three. Or I should say, trying to get free. Here's a long three-pointer. Layfeld behind the screen. It's right down through the cylinder. Evan Layfeld chalks up a triple. As he was unguarded, they were chasing Mitchell Stauman all over the floor, the Commodores were. Here is Harvey faking right, going left, down into the paint, foul, shouldered by a Redskin player. Team foul 7 on St. Henry. Layfeld's got, what, 2 3-pointers for the Redskins, Chuck?
Yep, one in each quarter, both of them big, too.
Yes. Layfeld with a couple triples in this game for the Redskins. He nailed three against Minster on Tuesday. 1-1 situation now for Lima Perry. Harvey at the stripe, and he connects. After Layfeld knotted the score at 24 on the three ball, that foul shot by Harvey inches Lima Perry in front, 25-24. Second shot on the way, off to the left, no good. Rebound kicks to Blake Hoying of St. Henry. Backcourt to Mitchell Stauman. Being guarded at the timeline by Orion Monfort. Outside the arc, it goes to Layfeld. Near side, Mitchell Stauman against Monfort. Fake slide, goes left. Yep, he clearly walked. Mitchell Stauman on the travel.
Well, they've turned it 7 times. That was kind of an unforced one there, but the rest of it has been Perry's defense.
2 minutes to go, first half. Lima Perry up one. 25-24. Commodores have a pretty good half-court game working against St. Henry. Lima Perry not afraid to back it out and play 5-on-5. Here's the ball caught in the left corner. Then a quick dash to the basket by Monfort, but he too glided a little bit. Called for walking.
I think he saw an opening and tried to get there too quickly.
Minute 48 to go in the first half. Lima Perry up one, 25-24. Biggest lead in this game late in the first quarter. Commodores were up 14-9.
Here is St. Henry with the ball in the arc. Rotated around the defensive line to Perry. Into the corner to Layfeld. Misfires on the triple. Quickly Harvey down the floor for the Commodores in the lane. Double teamed. A nice late feed to Nichols for the lay-in. Unselfish play by Harvey as he found Nichols with a wraparound pass. 3-point lead, Lyme to Perry. Mitchell Stallman dribbling a lot at midcourt. Lyme to Perry nearly stole it. Foul, Chucker out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Redskins ball just beyond the timeline in St. Henry's half court. Playmaker Blake Hoing, 27-24, Lyme to Perry. Boy, it is imperative for St. Henry to keep Lyme to Perry out of the paint. That's all there is to it. 25 feet out, it's Blake Hoing. Goes down inside to Mitchell Stallman, trying to post up. Ripped away by Lyme to Perry. Here's Gardner, dribbling behind the back. St. Henry steals! Redskins 3-on-2 break. Going behind the back is Paul Stallman. Cross court to Mitchell, shot fake. Arches the three ball, missed it short, no good. Rebound down to Harvey, and he's shoved in backcourt to Blake Hoing of St. Henry. Mitchell Stallman, Chuck, is having to work really hard to get the looks he's gotten.
Yeah, there's not been anything easy. He's had one open three, and other than that, he's had to create everything he's gotten.
Lyme McPerry's got another one-on-one here from Harvey to stretch the lead out to four, maybe five. 27-24 Commodores, 49.3 to go first half. Trying to earn the bonus is Harvey, and he does. 28-24 in favor of Lyme McPerry. Both teams red and white, school colors for each club. Redskins in the red from top to bottom, white numerals. Lyme McPerry white from top to bottom with red numbers. Both free throws are on target. 29-24. Lyme McPerry head to five. There's pressure applied. Quickly on the floor, Layfeld. Spots up, shoots the three. Missed it hard off the back rim. Followed in the lane. Seven-footer. Overshot it. Knee dip on the rebound. No, but he is fouled by Lyme McPerry as the Redskins worked over the glass that trip down the floor.
Well, the place where they are staying in the game is they're pounding them on the boards. They've got five offensive rebounds. Lyme McPerry has none.
Niekamp with two. Got it. Niekamp four of five at the stripe. 29-25. Lyme McPerry ahead by four. 32.9 to go second quarter. The winner of this game advances to the Kettering Fairmont Division Four Regional next Tuesday at 8 to meet Yellow Springs. Both foul shots, Niekamp right in, dead center, 3-point game, 5 of 6 Niekamp at the foul stripe in the contest. Harvey at midcourt for Lyme McPerry. He retreats at the edge of the timeline, close to it, on the bounce. The Commodores will play for one, 10 seconds to go first half. Down to 7-6. Ball thrown to Gardner, 30 feet out. Chucks up to three. Oh, a whistle. He was poked in the face on the shot, Chuck. Unnecessary foul committed by St. Henry.
Wow. That's three going there. Shoot three free throws.
2.4 to go in the second quarter. Plummy Gardner's got a trio of free throws for Lyme McPerry. First one on the way. Missed it off the flange. Too hard. Two more coming. He winces the eyes a little bit. Brings his hand up to the bridge of his nose. He got jammed in the face on the three-point attempt. Second shot. Plummy Gardner. Swish. 30-26. Lyme McPerry. Commodores try to map their biggest lead of the night. 5. Which was at 14-9 with a minute left in the opening period. Gardner again, good. 31-26 Commodores. Eight players in backcourt. It's inbounded up the floor. Long three ball, Layfeld. 50-footer, right toward us, off to the right, no good. Commodore fans, Redskin fans on their feet. Exciting first half of play, very entertaining as Lyme McPerry has inched out ahead of St. Henry, 31-26. at the halftime break. Lima Perry led 14-13 after a quarter and have earned, the Commodores have a five-point cushion after two periods of play. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice. It reaches out to aid you, the small businessman, with high-tech computer solutions, upgrades, data recovery, custom builds, data transfer, remote management, PC and network repair. Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. High-quality computer service on time. Adam Rice is prompt at Adams Tech Solutions, 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Five-point lead, Lima Perry here at the half. Thanks so much to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi because of these two employers in the community of Rushi. And thanks to other strong and healthy employers in the Upper Miami Valley, Rushi and surrounding towns are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, also promoted right here on scoresbroadcast.com. FrancisSchulze.com. That's the web address for Francis Schulze. Yes, thank you. I would like some water. Thanks very much. Yep. The Francis Schulze Company, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E, FrancisSchulze.com, and Superior Aluminum on the web, too, SuperiorAluminum.com. The Francis Schulze Company is located on Range Line Road, and Superior Aluminum is on East Main in Rushi. Wow. Halftime report now brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Commodores lead the Redskins by five, Chuck.
Well, it's been kind of what we thought it was going to be. Lima Perry kind of dictating the tempo by the defense that they're playing. The Redskins have a 13-6 rebounding advantage, 6-0 on the offensive boards. That's why it's a five-point game. St. Henry turned it eight times. Lima Perry turned it five. Both teams shooting lights out from the free throw line. The Redskins 9 of 10 and Lima Perry 7 of 10. Individual scoring for the Commodores. They were led by Harvey with 9. Glover has 8. They got 4 from Gardner, 4 from Nichols, and 2 each from Neal and Poling. They scored 14 and 17. 31 for the first half. Redskins led. They had 2 with 9. They had Mitchell Stoneman with 9 and Jesse Niekamp with 9. They've got 6 from Layfeld on 2 threes and 2 from Hoying. They scored 13 each quarter, trailing 31-26 at the half.
As we noted, Chuck, several minutes ago, Mitchell Stoneman leading a score on the year for St. Henry, over 21 points a game, not getting any easy shot attempts against this harassing Lima Perry defense.
Well, he got 9 points, and he earned all of them.
Yep.
So, yeah, he's an impressive player, and I like how he plays. He's not really forcing anything, but they're going to have to take care of the basketball the second half,
yep,
not turn it quite so much.
A key for the Commodores' offense is getting into the teeth of that St. Henry man defense. Harvey loves to navigate the paint. And when he probes the middle, he will make life miserable for the Redskins' defense. Very good game. A couple of big threes from Layfeld. As Chuck noted, Jesse Niekamp has been a hard worker on the glass for St. Henry. And he has nailed 5 of 6 free throws.
Well, if you take a look at it, we got handed some stats. Lima Perry, 12 of 17 from the floor, 70%. They take 7 less shots.
Wow.
And St. Henry was 7 of 24. That's 29%. Perry missed both their threes. And St. Henry, 3 of 14 shooting threes in the first half.
And Lima Perry has made all of those baskets except for one, Chuck, down inside within 8-9 feet of the hoop. If you could draw a semicircle, they would start outside the lane of one baseline, and then it would curve around through the middle of the lane below the foul line, then hook up with the baseline on the other side of the basket. That's the spot on the court where Lima Perry's shooting.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And if I'm Lima Perry, I'm coming out in the third quarter, and I'm going to make sure
that I get the ball to Glover and let him work around the basket down here, get a few more shots. I don't think he shot it quite enough in the first half.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly. Winner of this game takes on Yellow Springs next Tuesday, 8 o'clock, Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, Boys Division IV Regional. That's the nightcap in the first game on Tuesday at 5:30. It is Jackson Center versus Southeastern. Our webcast time is at 5:10 on Tuesday. That's our halftime report. 5-point lead, Lima Perry over St. Henry. Thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 5-point lead, Lima Perry over St. Henry. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. So much gratitude from ScoresBroadcast.com to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal underwrites this halftime segment, during which we highlight players on both teams who are outstanding performers on the floor, as well as very good students in the classroom. LaCal Equipment wants us to note the student-athlete in high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Young men, young women who display outstanding skills on the basketball court and are superb students, too. Thanks so much to LaCal Equipment, which moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1981 from L.A., California. That's the name LaCal. 10 seniors on the hardwood tonight between these two teams. 10, 4 for Lima Perry. The Commodores will miss at the end of this school year Brandon Neal, who is a senior. Wesley Godfrey is on the roster. He's a senior. So is John Hairston and Seth Poling. Seth is a starter. Those are the four seniors for Lima Perry. The six seniors for St. Henry are Evan Layfeld, Paul Stammen. Mitchell Stammen is a 12th grader, as well as Jesse Niekamp, Philip Osterholt, and Alex Hardings, all seniors, 10 of them between the two teams. Outstanding students in the classroom and fine performers on the floor, all being recognized here tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go. We're set to start the third quarter here at Wapakoneta High School. Thanks so much for the waters being delivered to us here at the halftime break. It is Lyman Perry's ball to start the second half of action, and the Commodores have got an opportunity to stretch out the lead to 7, having concluded the first half with 2 free throws. 31-26 Lyman Perry. Commodores have it way out of the arc. It is Harvey. Harvey looks down inside for Glover. Harvey penetrates the paint, leans in, ducks under, banks it. It's good. What a play by Harvey right in front of us. Boy, he's got fine balance, Chuck. He maneuvers his feet extremely well. He's a skilled athlete.
He did. He let the defense go around him, and he just went, hey, I'll open it. He took it and laid it in.
Lyman Perry up 7. Kneecamp counters. Foul line J. St. Henry. Bingo. He's got it. So after Lyman Perry extended its lead to 33-26, a big goal by Kneecamp, and then a muscle move down inside. Great action to the paint. Good maneuver on the inside, the Glover. Boy, he's a bull. Big force. Low against St. Henry's defense. And here come the Redskins. Dribble drive. Quickly back down the floor. Mitchell Stommen cuts through the lane and flips in a running bank. 35-30. 4 possessions, 8 points. Each team maximizing its offense nicely, starting out the third quarter. Here's a lob. Harvey down into Glover. Glover's double team. Hook shot right in front. Count it. Beautiful play by Glover. Soft touch, too.
They must have heard me in the locker room, because I tell you what, Glover, they're coming down and they're getting the ball down to him. I'm not sure they can stop him.
Head coach Matt Tabler of Lyman Perry is giving Glover a workout. Here's a dribble drive down the floor. St. Henry. Errant pass. Penetration by Paul Stommen. Tried to dish to Mitchell low on the left. Swiped on the play by the Commodores, who are up 7. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Lyman Perry trying to edge the lead out to 9, maybe 10. 25 feet out with the ball, Gardner. Now to Harvey. Harvey dribbles, pulls up in the lane, 10-footer. Good, and a foul. Count it, plus 1. And a 3-point play chance here for Harvey. He was drilled in the shoulder as he released the shot. He made a nifty dance step around a St. Henry player, Chuck. Mid-range jumper, difficult shot to score on in traffic. He survived the contact and bumped it in. This man is impressive, Chuck. Free throw, Harvey. 3-point play, Lyman Perry. It is good. Jacoby Harvey. And he has enabled Lyman Perry to reach a 10-point advantage, 40-30. Kneecamp, high post for St. Henry. On a weave to Mitchell Stommen. Stommen's got to go to work, can't drive. Gives it out back to the teammate. Here's a 3-pointer deep right corner. St. Henry way short. Layfeld couldn't find the range. Harvey motoring down the floor. Triple by Gardner. Bounding off the rim, no good. Strong rebound right in front. And it's punched out of bounds on the play to Lyman Perry. That was a Gardner 3, Chuck, to push the lead to 13.
That would have brought the house down.
I think you're right. It missed. The rebound was tipped out by Lyman Perry. St. Henry now behind by 10. Biggest deficit of this game. Top of the circle with the ball, Blake Hoing. 3-pointer Kneecamp. Far left flank, out of his range. Missed it. A little lengthy. Rebound down to Poling. He streaks up the floor for Lyman Perry. Ball rotated to Gardner deep in the left corner. Checked out by Paul Stommen. Oh, they wrestle for a loose ball, and the Redskins scrape it off the floor. Here comes Paul Stommen. Now to Mitchell. Mitchell with a 28-footer. Swish! He's got it. Wow, that was way outside. Quick timeout. Coach Rosenbeck of St. Henry. 4:47 left to go in the third quarter. 7-point lead. Commodores on scores.gas.com.
Frisch's Haddock is back with an all-new seafood market platter. Last time we sold out of this tender whitefish, leaving some people longing for the classic taste, breaded fresh and prepared to order. Our haddock comes with sides, a roll, and our world-famous tartar sauce. Or try it in our new seafood market platter. Just $9.99 gets you haddock, 6 butterfly shrimp, and your choice of 2 delicious sides. Served with that signature tartar sauce. Hungry yet? Don't miss it. Get to your neighborhood Frisch's today.
Yep, here comes a key stretch in this game, Chuck. Mitchell Stommen just canned a 3 for St. Henry to shave the 10-point Commodores lead down to 7 And now St. Henry needs a few stops to get back within striking distance. About halfway through the third quarter of this game. Deep in the right corner, Harvey. Harvey's got a crease, goes baseline. Wraparound pass in the lane to the big man, Glover. Redskins thought they had him tied up with a jump, but it's ruled a slap down on the arm. And Glover was trying to lift off the floor, Chuck. He's awarded two free throws.
Well, they did have the ball to start with, but then they came off on his arm. That was the correct call.
4:30 left to be played in the third quarter. Two foul shots for Glover of Lima Perry. The first rattles. It comes out. A little too much mustard on that one. Second free throw here for Kobe Glover of Lima Perry, which is in the lead by 7. 4.5 to be played, third quarter. Glover, two bounces, hesitates, two more, shoots, swish. 41-33, Lima Perry ahead by 8. Mitchell Stahman on the floor, Niekamp out there, Paul Stahman in, Hoing and Layfeld for St. Henry. There's Mitchell Stahman in backcourt. Bounce pass to Hoing. Hoing races up. Goes into the left corner. It's fed to Mitchell Stahman. He's almost out of bounds. 30 feet away. Nearly shot it. Goes baseline to Niekamp. Overshoots from 15. Weak side rebound is stabbed out of bounds by Lima Perry. 4:14 left to be played. Third quarter. 41-33. Commodores lead. Here is St. Henry throwing way out of the arc to Layfeld. Layfeld gives it up to teammate Blake Hoing. Out of Paul Stahman between the circles. Picked up by Harvey. Ball goes to Mitchell Stahman. Foul line extended right. Backs up, fades, and hits the 18-footer. You can't stop that.
Boy, that is a scorer.
Splendid play. Here comes Lima Perry down the floor. Errant pass. As Harvey got in trouble, missed his man, Redskins steal. Here's a drive all the way to the cup. Niekamp, yes, he's got it. What a pass by Blake Hoing, and here come the Redskins. Here's a foul line jumper, Harvey, Lima Perry off to the right, no good. Niekamp's got the board. Redskins within 4, 41-37. 7 of the last 8 points scored by St. Henry. Whoops, we got a block out here midcourt. It could have been a foul on Mitchell Stahman. He did extend the arm ever so slightly against Glover, who the official says was not set. Defensive foul, Lima Perry. 3 minutes, 18 seconds to go here in the third quarter. The Redskins with a surge after Lima Perry pulled out to a 10-point lead. Paul Stahman, top of the key. Ball fed, foul line extended right to Mitchell Stahman. He makes a herky-jerky move, gets the official's attention very well, Chuck, and gets a defensive foul called. That's the third of the Commodores. Ball out of bounds to St. Henry, which is used to getting into the one-and-one by late third quarter, early fourth. Ball thrown top of the circle, Layfeld for St. Henry. Down by 4 now. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Hoing. Cross court left side. Long triple. St. Henry. Bullseye. Layfeld with his third three ball. What a skip pass. It was hurled all the way across the court by St. Henry. And Layfeld chucked it in. A 10-1 run by St. Henry. Late third quarter. 1-point game. Commodores on scorersbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, this is every bit the terrific game we thought it would be, Chuck. 41-40. Lima Perry stretched the lead to 10. Then St. Henry answers with 10 of 11 points. It's a 1-point game. Here's a dribble drive. Plummer into the lane. Stops, pulls up, banks it. Overshot it. No good.
Shane Henry's got the rebound. What an effort by Mitchell Stahman. He jerked it away from pulling of Lima Perry. And now the Redskins can take the lead. Quick shot by Plummer. Danced off the iron. Redskins got a hard-earned rebound. 2:24 remaining, third quarter. Stahman, Mitchell's got it, 30 feet out. Goes to the top of the circle. Lets the defender go by. Overshoots. No good. That was makeable. He couldn't connect. Rebound Harvey for Lima Perry. Just the trailer. Glover down the lane. He banks it in. Oh, what a look. Great pass on the play by Harvey to Glover. Transition basket for Lima Perry.
That is perfection running a secondary fast break.
The trailer was Glover. He was coming down the court full head of steam. Harvey went low on the right. He was blocked off the basket. Couldn't shoot the layup. But here came Glover. Steam rolling behind him for the lay-in. A good dish off and a two-pointer. A minute 40 left to go in the third quarter, and St. Henry has backed it out. 43-40, Commodores. St. Henry trying to shorten the life of this third quarter and keep it very close. Here's Niekamp foul line. On the arc to Blake Coyne. Here's a deep right corner three by St. Henry. It is missed off the iron by Stahman. A little crooked. Rebound down to Harvey. Harvey bolts the other way into the lane. St. Henry didn't get set as Paul Stahman reached and got a piece of the shoulder of the driver for Lima Perry, who jerked his head, made sure the officials saw it. Lima Perry got the foul call. Common. Three on each team, second half. Minute 14 to go, third quarter. Baseline right of the rim. Inbounding is Harvey right below the basket. Open layup. Good. Orion Monfort. How many for him off the bench, Chuck?
He's got four, but his contribution has been defense.
And we've got a travel at midcourt. Monfort and Harvey put the sandwich on Evan Layfield. He hesitated and dragged the pivot foot ever so slightly. Good call by the referee. 1 minute to go in the third. Four straight points by Lima Perry. 45-40 Commodores. Here's Plummy Gardner on the weave, top of the key, backs it out. Guarded by Paul Stahman. Here's Monfort, starts a drive, pulls up left-handed Jay. Ooh, wow, it circled the rim three times and came off of there. Rebound by St. Henry, 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Paul Stahman, holding it, five-second call, no, timeout. Coach Rosenbeck of St. Henry.
And that takes them down to one timeout left in the game.
My goodness, that's a precarious situation, Chuck.
You've got a whole fourth quarter to play. Now, they haven't taken it off the board yet, but they had two before he just called that.
And we believe just a single timeout remaining for St. Henry. The remainder of this game, it's 45-40 in favor of Lima Perry. Very late here in the third quarter. That last jump shot by Monfort of Lima Perry. Boy, it circled the rim twice and curled out. It was a long two-pointer. It wasn't a three. But that was a big shot because it would have enabled Lima Perry to streak on top of seven at 47-40. Nonetheless, St. Henry got the timeout called after getting the rebound. And the Redskins here at the end of the third quarter have an opportunity to whittle the Commodores' lead back down to two or three. You can bet head coach Rosenbeck has called the perfect play for Mitchell Stahman on this possession.
Yeah, you would think.
So many thanks to Sydney Car Care, Sydney, Ohio. Affordably priced, very prompt, on time with their car repair service. Drop in and tell Todd Brown and Corey Shreves, the co-owners. You heard about Sydney Car Care on scoresbroadcast.com on 4th Avenue between the hospital and the drive-in theater. Sydney Car Care. Call for an appointment, 492-9495, 492-9495. Sydney Car Care, prompt and priced right. 14 seconds to go, third quarter. St. Henry holding for one, down to five. Here is Stahman. Paul, top of the circle, looks for Mitchell. Down low, can't find him. Here's a dribble drive by Hoing. Right corner three, St. Henry. Playing off the rim, no good. The left-handed jumper was errant by Paul Stahman. And Lima Perry survived the last possession by St. Henry.
and leads by 5 points at the end of three quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is the fourth and final quarter from Wapakoneta. St. Henry behind by five. Redskins have the ball to begin the last 8 minutes. Here's Mitchell Stauman, left corner, starts a drive, pulls up, fadeaway 16-footer, bullseye, he's got it. Mitchell Stauman, oh, he can act like he's charging toward the basket. Chuck, stop on a dime, rise up, fade back, and hit the jumper. Here's a deflection, a steal by St. Henry. A good pickoff by Blake Hoing. St. Henry within three. 30 seconds gone, fourth quarter. A weave to Mitchell Stauman, pull up outside the paint on the right. No good off the heel. Long rebound left corner, tracked down by Montford of Lima Perry. Dash down the floor to Plummer for a triple. Good! Good! Plummy Gardner. Burns St. Henry with a quick three. 48-42. A minute gone, fourth quarter. Here's a deep three, left corner, St. Henry. It's good! Coming right back is Evan Layfeld. 48-45. Here's Poling driving for the Commodores. Flips it on the arc to Harvey. Boy, Layfeld has come up big. Four very well-timed three-pointers for St. Henry in this game. He had three against Minster on Tuesday. Three-point lead, Lima Perry. Here's Montford in the right corner. Starts a drive through the paint. Pivots, goes out back to Harvey, near side to Poling. Poling on the bounce, right down the middle. Ball ripped away by St. Henry. Hacking foul called against the Redskins, Mitchell Stauman. And it is ruled that Lima Perry's driver, Poling, was in the act of shooting. That was a close call.
That might be the first call tonight that I kind of disagree with.
Yeah. Two foul shots, Lima Perry. Seth Poling, the first, is on target. Yeah, I thought his hands were down below his waist when the ball was stripped away.
I didn't think he fouled him. I thought it was a pretty good strip. It's right here in front of us.
Second free throw, Poling, good. And Lima Perry is in the lead by five, 50-45. 6:19 left to be played here in the fourth quarter. Redskins with the ball, crossover dribble. Paul Stauman, top of the circle on the bounce. Outside the arc, high right, it is Hoing. Now Mitchell Stauman, he's got the hops working. He's 25 feet away, stops his dribble. Oh, tries to enter the kneecap, stolen by Lima Perry. And then the Commodores heave it for Gardner out of bounds at the other end. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. St. Henry with a miscue, Lima Perry threw it away. Pressure in backcourt by Harvey. Against Paul Stauman. Harvey over guards, blocking foul. We'll try to get the team foul situation correct.
Three
scoreboard
each.
Says three each way.
And nobody's in foul trouble. I think Paul Stauman has picked up three, but other than that, nobody has more than two.
And Mitchell Stauman now brings the ball down the floor for the Redskins here at crunch time. 5 minutes, 48 seconds to go, fourth quarter. St. Henry behind the five. Here's a hedge way out high by Glover defensively. Ball thrown back to Paul Stauman. Baseline left, it's Niekamp. Left corner, Layfeld, triple, short, no good. Rebound, Niekamp, layup, no! Volleyball around, St. Henry comes out of there with it. Mitchell Stauman, dribble, drive, in the paint, fadeaway off to the left. Loose ball, Niekamp, blocked, and a foul.
St. Henry hammering the offensive glass all night long. Wilma Perry still does not have an offensive rebound in this game. Jesse Niekamp will shoot two for St. Henry. Wilma Perry almost had the grasp of the basketball on two of those defensive rebounding attempts, could not come away with either one. Niekamp shooting, arches it up, front rim, back rim, off, no good. He's been hot at the stripe, it's only the second one, he's missed. 5:24 to go in the fourth quarter, 50-45, Wilma Perry. Niekamp short, no good, he stiff-armed it. Rebound, Wilma Perry. Quickly on the floor, Gardner almost walked. Gave it to Glover. St. Henry knocks it away. Great steal by Layfeld. Down to Niekamp. Pulls up in the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring with the left hand. 50-47. Turnover, Lima Perry. Led to a transition goal by St. Henry. 4:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Between the circles with the ball, Monford. Now Glover, 30 feet out. Top of the key, Monford weaves to Harvey. Harvey tries to skate through the paint. A lot of resistance. And he gets the knee from the St. Henry defender.
Well, Glover has 15, and he scored 13 of those in the first and the third quarters. Then they go away, and he doesn't touch the ball anymore.
You're right. He doesn't get his hands on it within 10 feet of the basket. Commodores have got to find him. Low in the right. Harvey, great dish to Monford. Driving layup is good. That's twice now that Lima Perry has totally burned St. Henry on the inbounds play beneath the goal. 5-point lead, Commodores. 4.5 to go in the game. 20 feet away, Paul Stommen. Hand off to Hoying. Hoying on the arc. Looks for Mitchell. Mitchell Stommen's got it. Deep right corner, Paul Stommen. Cuts into the lane. Wraparound pass, Niekamp. The layup. Circle the rim. Rebound, Niekamp. Got it. Well, he's a demon on the glass. On the offensive boards is Jesse Niekamp. St. Henry back within three. Lima Perry simply cannot corral the first missed shot for St. Henry when the Redskins have the offensive possession. I think the last three trips down, St. Henry has scored with second or third chance opportunities. 3:50 left in the game. Lima Perry up a three with the ball. Top of the circle. It is Poling. Starts to drive. Bounce pass to Glover, who's out in the arc. Let's see if Glover goes down to post up here now. Five team fouls on St. Henry. Four on Lima Perry. Here's Poling dribbling. Almost lost it. He's pretty careless with it. St. Henry reached in to tie it up. Arrow enables the Commodores to keep it. Wow. Almost a big turnover by Lima Perry.
I think that is the first held ball of the game. I don't remember another held ball in this game.
Yeah, you're right. It was ruled a jump arrow favoring the Commodores. 3.5 to be played. Lima Perry now is retreating, backing it out. Hoying is guarding Harvey at the Wapakoneta logo at midcourt. Near side of the floor, it goes to Monford. Now to Nichols, who's out there. Nichols has checked in. LaFonte Nichols, he's 25 feet away, looks for Poling in the corner. Nichols spin move, foul line doesn't shoot. Back out to Glover. Lima Perry works the clock. Here's Harvey, top of the circle, foul strike. Deep left corner, Monford goes baseline, bear hugs the ball, lays it up in front, no good. Rebound volleyball around, great save by St. Henry right in front of us. Terrific defensive rebound. Here's Mitchell Stommen in the right corner, a three ball with Ty. He goes cross court to Paul Stommen, who holds up, doesn't shoot. 2.5 to go. St. Henry down three. 52-49 Commodores. Deep left corner, Niekamp. On top to Layfeld. Baseline left. Mitchell Stommen, a leaner, 10-footer, dancing, no good. Rebound punched out of bounds by Glover, who's called for an over-the-shoulder foul.
That's a correct call. I thought Stommen got fouled on his shot, too.
Now, Mitchell Stommen, every time he touches the ball, Chuck, is doing everything he can to bait Lima Perry into a little bit of contact. Mitchell Stommen is a great free throw shooter. Outstanding player.
Here's Mitchell, right corner, jumping, shooting, off the mark again. He missed two straight. Rebound Ryan McCary with 2:05 to play. We've been stuck on 52-49 for a couple minutes, and the Commodores get a timeout. Chuck will keep it right here. Tell our listeners about Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Today, Brookins, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Sparhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is available, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, BRUCKENS-USA.com. Brookins, 10 Elm Street, in Fort Loramie. 2 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 3-point lead, Lima Perry. Commodores have the ball at midcourt, 52-49. The white shirts lead. St. Henry attired in the road red. Here is Poling, 30 feet out. 5 team fouls each way. It'll take 2 fouls on each team in order for the other club to take advantage of the bonus. Here's a weave, Lima Perry, 30 feet from the rim. Monfort to Poling to Glover. Glover dribbles. 30 feet out, Harvey. Harvey guarded by Hoing. St. Henry comes out to guard. Harvey drives into the lane. Goes to Glover at midcourt. Juggled. Almost went over and back. A minute 28 to go in the game. Lima Perry controlling. Here comes a double team by Mitchell Stommett on Monfort, who goes into the lane and shoots and scores. Orion Monfort. Great drive. As Stommett was chasing, St. Henry went for the steal, didn't get it. 5-point difference. Deep left corner three. St. Henry, Layfeld, no good. Weak side rebound, Lima Perry, shoving foul. St. Henry, a minute 5 to go in the game. 54-49 in favor of Lima Perry. That foul on St. Henry, the team's sixth, Chuck, not shooting yet for the Commodores. 10 players in backcourt. We've got all kinds of pressure now from St. Henry. Commodores look to throw in. It's fed to Monfort, and he is corralled, and he is grasped from behind as the defender, Mitchell Stommett, put hands on both sides of Monfort to send him to the stripe. He just made a key shot into the lane below the foul stripe. He penetrated, pulled up, didn't take it all the way to Niekamp, who was right in front of the rim. Instead, Monfort drained the 12-footer. He's a left-hander. He's got a big one-in, one right here for Lima Perry, which is up 5. 64 seconds to go. He swishes it. 55-49, Lima Perry. Second free throw here for Monfort. This will give Lima Perry a 6-point, or I should say a 7-point lead, and he pops it in. And the lead swells to 7. That's a 3-possession contest. 56-49, 1 minute to go. Mitchell Stommett for St. Henry, 35 feet out, off a screen, wants to shoot, can't deliver the shot, nearly walked. In fact, I think he did. Oh, he did. He stumbled, got it away to Paul Stommett down the lane. Reverse layup, Niekamp, good. 40 seconds to go. 56-51. Lima Perry en route down the floor. There's a pass to Glover. Glover, all the way to the rack. Got it. He's got it. Great play. Outstanding work by Harvey, who penetrated. He outraced St. Henry's pressing defense. Fed to Glover on the block for the gimme. 7-point game. Lima Perry's going to win it. 17 seconds to go. Paul Stommett in the corner.
three-pointer, St. Henry. It is no good. Rebounded by Lila Perry. 7-6. Foul in backcourt against St. Henry. It got loud in here. Woo! Is it noisy? First ever trip to the regional for Lima Perry. The Commodores advancing on to the regional to play Yellow Springs in a game next Tuesday at 8 at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. In the other bracket, it's Jackson Center and Southeastern. This is Coach Tabler's best team ever in 9 years at Lima Perry. It's an outstanding club. The real deal.
Well, their four best players are all juniors, too.
Yeah, Lila Perry will be loaded next season. And a one-and-one situation for Jacoby Harvey. Up and good, 59-51 in favor of Lima Perry. And I tell you what, the Commodores are very quick, splendid offensively. But their defense on Mitchell Stahman tonight was excellent.
Yeah, Stahman had to work to get what he could get.
It is 60-51, 60-51, Perry, timeout, 7 seconds to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
The St. Henry Redskins have been beaten by the Lima Perry Commodores. As the players stand at midcourt, St. Henry dribbles down the floor. The last couple seconds tick off. That's it. The Commodore cheering section erupts. First ever visit to the regionals for the Lima Perry Commodores, who, Chuck, are the real deal. And now with a very quick Yellow Springs opponent in that second game at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, we've got a really good matchup.
That'll be a track meet.
Yep, it sure will. In the 8 o'clock game on Tuesday, Jackson Center, Southeastern to proceed. We had two outstanding Division IV regionals the last couple of seasons. Rushi, Tri-Village, Jackson Center, Marion Local were all superb clubs. And I tell you what, we might have thought that this year's regional would take a back seat to the last 2 years. I don't know now. This Lima Perry team is very good. We understand that Yellow Springs has got some height and is very quick. And we know how good Jackson Center and Southeastern are. That shapes up as a terrific regional next Tuesday at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. 60-51, Lima Perry finishes off St. Henry. Chuck, I don't think the Redskins had a field goal for the last 3.5 minutes of this game.
No, they, after the three by Layfeld,
right,
I think they were done.
Yeah, Layfeld hit a three with about 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Lima Perry's defense took charge. Stahman got off a couple shots in the last half of the quarter, but boy, he was under duress on each of those.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And he wound up with 18, three below his average.
He'd been scoring well up in the 20s with regularity throughout the tournament and during the latter stretch of the season, and he was handcuffed tonight by Lima Perry. Only 2 points for Mitchell Stauman of St. Henry in that fourth and decisive quarter of this game. Chuck, let's take a look at the final scoring as the Redskins are now being rewarded with their district runners-up medals.
Well, one thing looking at the stats that I don't think I've ever seen in a basketball game, Lima Perry had 15 total rebounds. They did not have an offensive rebound in the game.
My goodness.
That to me boggles my mind. Individual scoring, you look at it, the Redskins got 49 points out of Niekamp and Mitchell Stauman and Layfeld, all seniors. The Lima Perry got 48 points out of Glover, Harvey, Monford, and Gardner, all juniors. So that kind of tells you something.
Wow.
The three seniors beat the four juniors 49-48. Unfortunately, there was 60 points for a total, but it's just telling you that Lima Perry not going to be satisfied just to get there, but boy, are they going to be good next year.
Now, this is a youthful Lima Perry team, highly skilled, and it's a club, Chuck, which impresses us because not only can they play up-tempo, fast-paced, I liked the half-court offense, which at times took the air out of the ball, made St. Henry play 5-on-5, and eventually Lima Perry would break down the Redskins and get to the rim. Lima Perry simply did not run and gun. Coach Tabler has done a terrific job with this team. The St. Henry Redskins bow out 18-7 on the year. Lima Perry now stretches its record to 22-3 with the victory tonight. It's a club which lost three times during the regular season, Lima, Shawnee, Wapakoneta, and Miller City. It's a team which produced over 70 points in a game more than a dozen times this season. Tonight, one with 60, did the Commodores, an excellent defense, holding Stauman to 18 and St. Henry to 51.
Well, you talked about the shot. If there was keeping ball, what it would look like.
Yes.
They shot the ball 20 less times. 20 less times. And they were 22 of 31, 70% from the floor. They shot it 20 less times and made four more baskets.
Yeah,
that's pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, you alluded to the shot chart we did earlier in the game. It would show that Lima Perry had made field goal after made field goal well down below the foul line. Good assist making by Lima Perry, fine penetration in the lane, and this Lima Perry team maximized its offensive possessions beautifully with tremendous shot choice, the selection of shots outstanding. And meanwhile, St. Henry was forced, especially in the second half, to throw up some quick ones. The trigger was fast, obviously, when the minutes began to wane and St. Henry was down by 2, 3, 4 field goals, the Redskins had to begin to light it up from outside the arc because Lima Perry simply would not let St. Henry penetrate the lane. The Redskins wanted to do that and kick. It didn't happen all night.
Well, I have to admit, I don't know who this coach is. I've never seen them play. I don't know who he is, but I'll tell you this much. That is a well-coached basketball team. They just came down. They ran their offense to perfection. They didn't make a lot of mistakes. They didn't take bad shots. They didn't, even when St. Henry made that run to get back all the way down to 1 point, Perry continued to play the game they wanted to play, and that is the mark of an outstanding coach.
And it's a team that's got size and bulk on the inside and Kobe Glover. Jacoby Harvey on the outside. You got Jacoby Harvey, Kobe Glover. Harvey can penetrate, dish to Glover. Good support from Plummy Gardner on the perimeter. And I like the bench effort Monfort and even Nichols came in and contributed big time too.
Well, I'll tell you, if we're going to do a Clancy's, and I know I'm going to give a Clancy's and I'm going to eat the meal, but Monfort for Lima Perry would be the Clancy's player of the game for me. He only had 8 points, but my goodness, he had a huge shot into the lane there that pushed the lead back out to 5,
yep.
And then it grew from there. Yep. And on the other side, you got to go with Mitchell Stahman. I mean, 18 points, and Jesse Niekamp had a terrific game, too, with 19. But Stahman worked to get those 18 points. He's probably never had to work harder in his life to score.
Now, you're right. That was a big-time, pressure-packed, critical shot by Monfort off the bench for Lima Perry to inch the lead from 3 back out to 5. With what, Chuck? In the neighborhood of 2 minutes plus remaining?
Right in that area. Yeah. And then they got the steal. They came down, scored again. Right. And at that point, they were 6 of 6 shooting free throws in the fourth quarter.
Tell you what, Chuck, we'll take a break, then return. I don't know. We might be able to catch up with Coach Tabler for 1 minute. He's with TV now. Maybe we can corral him. We'll return in a minute. Our Clancy's stars of the game again, Mitchell Stahman, St. Henry.
And Orion Monfort for Lima Perry.
Yep. Two outstanding performers tonight, thanks to Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Don't turn us off. This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Wapakoneta. We are waiting on Coach Tabler. Might be able to connect with him for just a minute. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors for tonight's fine game, won by Lima Perry, 60-51 over St. Henry to advance to a regional semifinal on Tuesday night, 8 o'clock at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena against Yellow Springs. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney, new location in Troy, Ohio. Thanks to the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Here comes Coach Tabler of the Lima Perry Commodores. We're joined now by the head coach of the
district championship Lima Perry team. Coach Matt Tabler, whose club defeated St. Henry tonight 62-51. Coach, 22 wins on now to the regional, and it is Lima Perry's first ever trip to the Sweet 16 in boys Division 4 basketball. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks. First off, St. Henry has a great basketball team. Eric does a great job with the team. Really happy for our kids, our community. Never been here before. We played hard. We played hard for 32 minutes. We made some bonehead plays down the end, but still made enough plays to win the game.
Love the way your team gets into transition, but as well in the half court, you can play controlled basketball too. You shot, what, nearly 70% for
the
game?
That's what I heard.
Maximizing every single offensive possession. What a performance. Great shot with just over 2 minutes to go by your super sub, Bonford, in the paint, about a 10-footer to push the lead from 3-5.
Yeah, it's just one of those games where we needed to make it an up-tempo game against St. Henry. We were afraid if they got a little lead on us that we would have to go into the stall game, so we wanted to make it up-tempo. But Ryan Montford has been awesome for us this year.
Yeah, one more quick comment. Your defense on Stammen, it was dynamite.
Absolutely. Seth Pulling's a senior. He stepped up and guarded him. All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for doing the game.
Coach Tabler, thank you so much. Matt Tabler, the mentor of the Lima Perry program in his ninth year. Obviously, the Commodores' best team in the history of high school basketball at the school. It's a young team. What do we say, Chuck? Four juniors in the starting five?
Yeah, they got four juniors that really contribute. I can't wait to see them down. I mean, I haven't seen St. Henry. They had some holes in their offense, I thought.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to seeing them come down to Trent and seeing what they can do down there against Yellow Springs, who is also a very athletic basketball team.
My goodness, what a game here tonight at Wapakoneta. We know we had quite a few listeners because I've been bombarded with texts and emails over the last hour. Great game won by Lima Perry by 9 points over St. Henry. Commodores controlled the pace, Chuck, from what, late second quarter on, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, they got the lead. They went up 10, and all of a sudden, yep. St. Henry caught fire, got it all the way down to 1. Perry could have folded at that point.
Right.
And coaching and athletes won the basketball game tonight for Lima Perry.
St. Henry could have buckled down 10, did not. Lima Perry survived the charge from the Redskins. The Commodores could have buckled, did not. And Lima Perry, by far, had the better fourth quarter to win this game by 9 points. Additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Bodkins. Food's not in between. It is out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. These Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, on Time High-Tech Computer Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions at Wells Brothers. These new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, in Rushi, Superior Aluminum, and the Francis Schulze Company. Sydney Car Care in Sydney, Sydney Car Care Center, 4th Avenue, between the drive-in theater and the hospital, and Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Taking care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. Locations in Jackson Center, Sydney, Fort Loramie, Troy, and St. Paris. Accepting new patients, accepting most insurances. Week night hours, Saturday morning hours, Primary Eye Care Associates, new location, by the way, in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates at primaryeyecare.org. Chuck, more basketball tomorrow, 2 what should be outstanding girls games, Versailles, Marion Pleasant, Division 3 regional championship at 1:30, on the web at 1:10 tomorrow night. Girls Division 4 regional title, Fort Loramie Jackson Center. 7:30 tip on the air at 7:10.
were assured of having a Shelby County school in the state Final Four in girls D4.
Well, we're used to that. So, I mean, it's too bad they can't both go, but I guess somebody else from around the state has to get to go too.
Right, right. Fort Loamy Redskins looking for trip number 5 in a row to the Final Four, defending state champs in girls D4. Jackson Center Tigers, 20 wins, have had a fabulous season this year. Jackson Center girls and boys both in the regional, and by our research, first time ever in school history that's happened. Rhett Gish has been our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Glad we could bring this game to you. It's been a good one here from Wapakoneta. Jack Kramer saying final score, final time. D4 district championship won by Lima Perry, 60-51 over St. Henry. Quickly, Berger the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot! Berger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender, hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in, and the official signals good. It counts, and that's the right call. Well, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get in a fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlog has got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up a teardrop in front, hit the rim twice. Good, it went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady, around and out, no good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Bettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it.
Gordon Beers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. Scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo. He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. He's got it. Fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordagna. Oh, look at it go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordagna. Well, that deserves a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It's a good one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Loramie fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Bedlam at the Schottenstein Center. The first state title in girls basketball for Fort Loramie. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25-footer, Hillscamp. Good! Good! Hillscamp rifles it a bomb.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.